Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is going to be Richard Perry. Richard Perry is a very interesting gentleman who has a website entitled lastdaysmystery.info. Richard Perry is also the author of a Penguin Publishing product entitled The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. If you're interested in biblical prophecy, and especially as biblical prophecy relates to some of the things we're now reading about in the news, Richard Perry is the guy for you, and I think we'll go a long way toward correcting some of the misconceptions about biblical prophecy that we've seen in the mainstream press emanating from certain folks who have an agenda that I don't think is your agenda or mine, or certainly Richard Perry's. We'll be with him after the first commercial break. A series of news items today. If you've been following mainstream press this morning, there was a situation that took place outside of Kabul, Afghanistan, being reported on by Associated Press, that a suicide bomber on foot killed and wounded some two dozen people outside the main U.S. military base in Afghanistan on Tuesday during a visit by Vice President Dick Cheney. The Taliban claimed responsibility, according to AP, and said that Cheney was the target. The vice president was not hurt. He apparently is dealing both with Afghanistan and Pakistan in respective visits to those two locations, trying to deal with this whole question of the insurgency and what the United States wants and what it expects out of our so-called allies in both Pakistan and Afghanistan in relation to a war of counterinsurgency that seems to worsen by the minute even as we speak. Series of stories this morning that are worth taking a look at before Richard Perry comes on after the first commercial break. United Press International has a story this morning that denies something that appeared in the international press yesterday, including in the Israeli Haaretz publication, where it was reported that certain countries in the Arab world had allegedly given Israel use of their airspace to strike Iran. United Press International today, and a byline from Cairo, has a report where the Arab League Secretary General Amir Moussa denies that agreement was reached between any Arab states and Israel. But these remarks on the part of the Arab League Secretary General come a day after Israel's Haaretz Daily said that Israel had received a green light from three oil-rich Arab states to pass through their airspace to launch airstrikes against Iran's Bushehr nuclear facility near the Arab Gulf region. Again, a story to keep your eyes on in the days ahead, as it appears that there are some things going on which once more underscore that a war between the United States and or Israel on the one hand and Iran on the other just seems to be weeks away. Eric Margolis at the Toronto Sun has a story that is well worth reading in conjunction with the UPI report this morning. It's entitled, Don't Ignore Putin's Warning. That is a post from February 25th, and Margolis simply says that Vladimir Putin's harsh criticism of U.S. military and foreign policy on February 10th should have set off alarm bells in the West, but apparently did not. We might take a closer look at that story tomorrow and in the next couple of days, but generally note it for yourselves and your friends. Eric Margolis at TorontoSun.com, don't ignore Putin's warning. Another interesting post today, this time coming out of Yahoo, and it also is something that's being reported by the London Times online, which is apparently where the story originated. Michael Smith and Sarah Baxter have a headline which basically says, U.S. generals will quit if Bush orders Iran attack. More a suggestion that there are telling things ahead. We will be back with Richard Perry and his take on biblical prophecy. You can find his website again at lastdaysmystery.info. We'll be talking about his Penguin publishing effort as well. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600, and that's in Memphis, Tennessee, 50,000-watt Christian station that will be carrying Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network throughout the American South in the days ahead. We're joined today by Richard Perry. If you're not familiar with Richard, you need to be. You can find his URL at lastdaysmystery.info. And Penguin Group asked Richard Perry quite some time ago to write a book on end times Bible prophecy that would be entitled The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. This is an essential work, it seems to me, in regard to understanding Bible prophecy, whatever your point of view on this, from a historical perspective, and to understand the relationship between what individuals believe on this subject and how this plays itself out in terms of the political and cultural scene today, which it quite clearly does, particularly as we see the influence of dispensationalism in our country and around the world among many Christians, and the way in which that in turn has had a very clear impact on the direction that things are taking in the Middle East. Is that because of Bible prophecy? Or is it a question of self-fulfilling prophecy? That might be one of the things we'll talk with Richard about this morning. How are you, sir?
And Mark, I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, I'm glad you could come on because of the essential character of the writing that you do and the research that you're all about. As far as this whole business of Bible prophecy is concerned, Richard, what's your take on the way in which dispensationalism, just to isolate that one for an initial part of the discussion, just to break the ice here, that dispensationalism has had on the American Christian right generally, and what are the implications of this for American foreign policy in the Middle East?
Well, you know, I'm not really an expert on, a lot of the impact. We certainly see things going on in U.S. foreign policy and our incursions into the Middle East and so forth. We certainly hear a lot about, people providing advice to the cabinet, the president, about his actions, and you have to wonder what kind of influence is being exerted. I guess from my particular perspective, I was previously taught and had even done some light studying on dispensationalism as I kind of grew up in the study of scriptures and prophecy in the 80s and then in the 90s. It wasn't until late 90s, about 10 years ago, that I really started to study biblical prophecy with a real passion to find out what is scripture saying, because I've been reading the scriptures for about 27 years now, pretty diligently. I mean, I'm pretty faithful about seeking, what the Bible has to say to me and what God is trying to reveal. But I had been taught, years ago, pretty much a dispensationalist kind of approach to prophecy, which separated, Israel from the church, just to a point where there's a plan for Israel and there's a plan for the church. And I never really encountered that in all my study and reading of the Bible. And then I think it was the Left Behind series about 10 years ago became, very popular. And I got the first book and read that. And all of a sudden I realized that, as much as I've been reading the Bible over the years, I've never really encountered this particular position, stated in Scripture. So I started studying, and I started getting resources to help me study. I've got various Bible programs on the computer, some very powerful, accessing Greek and Hebrew lexicons and dictionaries and that type of thing. So I can dig, pretty deeply or really source anything that I need to source. And I also started collecting, not just reading, but collecting books on eschatology because, as the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. So I knew I wanted to be taking other people's point of view into consideration as I did my own personal search in Scripture for what the truth of end times prophecy was. And over the years, I had accumulated about 180 books on eschatology written from 1700s until today.
So you were basically on this personal search for yourself for a very long period of time before Penguin actually approached you.
Yes.
And asked you to write the book.
Definitely. And that really is probably a story that I should tell your listeners and
sure.
You, is that I had been studying, like I was saying, I've been studying other people's point of views, and I've got books written. The earliest one is a 1733 book written by Sir Isaac Newton. And Sir Isaac Newton, the scientist, wrote a book on the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation, which I think is an astounding work considering, he wrote that almost 300 years ago. It's probably more accurate than a lot of the books that are written today. But you know, and I considered every other, you know, position. But as I was doing this study, of course, I would be engaging other people about what I was doing, and one thing led to another, and people started to ask me to teach on the subject. And I was teaching in one church and another church, and I started up a community Bible study on the end times, and this was right about the time of 9/11, and just before 9/11 in 2001. And it was in October, I remember, and I was involved in a couple of these classes. And one morning, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up wide awake and felt impressed to pray for what I was doing, these classes. As I started to pray, I prayed for a while, and I received unusually two messages. You know, I felt like God was saying, and one was very unusual because this has never happened to me before, is God said, "See Dr. Schaefer." You know, I've never really received a name. I usually get, you know, kind of an impression or a verse or a passage or something. But it was this, "See Dr. Schaefer." And I thought about that because I didn't know any Dr. Schaefer. So, you know, the next morning when I woke up, I was still considering, well, what does that mean? And then I recalled that at the University of Georgia, where I live in Athens, Georgia, there's this relatively famous scientist at the UGA, and his name is Dr. Schaefer. And his name appeared in the paper, you know, over the years, and I had seen his name. And he was also a member of the Christian Faculty Forum. And I thought, Dr. Schaefer, Christian Faculty Forum, that must be the guy that I'm supposed to see. So I called up his office the next morning and got a hold of his secretary and, you know, asked to speak with him. And she said, "Well, he's not in. Can I give him a message? Can I tell him what this is about?" And the first thing out of my mouth was, "Well, I'm really not sure what this is about." And then I said, "Well, let me explain." And then I told her, you know, what I had been doing and about this prayer. And she said, "Well, I'll give him the message." Well, I expected that would be the end of it. But that afternoon at 3 o'clock, he called me back. And I related to him what had been happening. And he said, "Well, I guess we better get together." And he said, "How's Wednesday at my office, 11 o'clock? And I said, "I'll be there." And so the next week, I went over to his office, and As I went in, he greeted me, and he said that he was real interested in the things that I was saying because he had taught Revelation in church about four times over the years. And so we had started going back and forth about, you know, different things that we had encountered and read and learned and, you know, what I had been encountering. And we had both read Sir Isaac Newton's book on the prophecies of Revelation, and Daniel, it was kind of coincidental. And as the conversation went on during the hour, he said, "You know, you ought to write a book," which I dismissed as, you know, just polite conversation. And at the end of the hour, he said, "Well, I've got to make my next lecture." And so I started to excuse myself, and I said, "You know, I really do appreciate this time." I said, "I'm not sure why the Lord put us together, but I really want to thank you." And he stopped, and he looked at me very intently, and he said, "No," he said, "I think you're supposed to write a book." And then he paused and he said, "Perhaps I said that because for years my colleagues and friends have been telling me that I should write a book about science and my faith." And he said, "Last week I finished the manuscript." He reaches over to table and he says, "Here, would you like a copy?" Well, that was kind of hard to deal with. You know, and I said, "You know, God says I'm supposed to see Dr. Schaefer. Dr. Schaefer just finished a manuscript on a book, and he, the week before, and he says I'm supposed to write a book. I don't really like to write, particularly. You can ask my English teacher." But I thought, you know, I thought about that, meditated on it, prayed about it, and after about a month, I think I actually started to write. And it took me a year and a half to finish the first book.
We will be back to continue this conversation with Richard H. Perry, whose website you can find at lastdaysmystery.info. He is the author of the Penguin Group publishing work, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all... They're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Richard Perry of Athens, Georgia, who has two items of interest to the people who listen to this network. And one is his website, which is www.lastdaysmystery.info, and also the Penguin Group publishing work entitled The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Richard, go ahead with where you were when we went away for the first commercial break.
Well, as I was mentioning, Mark, I started to write this book that Dr. Schaefer had said I was supposed to write, and it took me about a year and a half to write. As I was writing it, I was, of course, conversing with other friends of people in the faith, and one of my other brothers said, since Dick, you're not really that well known in the theological field, you ought to consider putting up a website, which you've been mentioning on the show, and I appreciate that, so that people will, see what you're saying, and if they get interested, then they could, they could get the book that you're writing. So I ended up doing that. I didn't know much about websites at the time, but So I put up a website as I was writing the book, and as I'd write stuff, I would put it up on the website. A matter of fact, the first book I wrote, you can get it on the website as a, you know, chapter by chapter. It's available. I also have still a few copies left, but it took me a year and a half to write the first book. The first book's title is Of the Last Days, Listen, I Tell You a Mystery. You can buy it directly from me through, you know, my website, or you can go to Amazon.com. But I got that published in July of 2003, and I felt, you know, I had felt very confident that the Lord had told me to write this book, but every time I went to do anything with the book other than just give it out and talk to people about it, you know, like promote it, do book signings and that kind of thing, I felt like I wasn't supposed to do anything. So I would kind of go back to the Lord in prayer and, you know, seeking after him, and I said, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? And for months and months, you know, I didn't really hear anything, and then one time I heard him say, you're supposed to take what I've given you to the pastors, and they should test it, and then they'll know what to do with it. And I thought, well, that agrees perfectly with my understanding of the way my boss, you know, the Lord speaks. So I said, I'll go do that. So I contacted, of course, the pastors that I knew and was acquainted with, which was probably about a dozen at the time, and started to relate what I felt the message was that God was giving me for them. And when I'd meet with them, I'd, of course, give them a free copy of the book that I had self-published. And I did this for about 12 pastors, and it became pretty clear by the, you know, all 12 had no expression of any interest at all in the topic. So I said, well, this isn't accomplishing anything, and I stopped. Again, this was in 2003. Well, several months later, I was studying through the prophet Ezekiel, particularly in chapter 33, where it talks about the watchman sees trouble coming. He's supposed to alert his countrymen to the trouble, and if he doesn't, the blood, essentially, of the results would be on his head. And I felt like the Lord was just pulling me up, you know, close and saying, you know, you're not finished with this assignment, and he said, you don't want this on your head. I said, okay, well, I'm a very well-organized kind of an individual, and I made up a spreadsheet and got every single pastor I could identify in Athens, Georgia, and the list came up to about 160. And I, every denomination, every pastor that I could, you know, identify. And I started going through anyone that I hadn't contacted already, which was just the 12, and cold calling them, trying to relate the message, get to see them. And I went through that list. It took me about a year and a half, I think, to get through the list. By the time I finished the list of 160, it had gotten down to 145 pastors. I had delivered the message that I felt God had given me to them to 145 pastors. 86 of them, I either took to lunch or met with them in their office. In other words, it was a face-to-face meeting that probably would have lasted a minimum of 45 minutes or so to relate this whole thing, some of which I'm relating to you and your listeners right now. Then, as I'm finishing up this assignment, this list of 160 pastors. By the way, Henry Blackaby and a few other people that I was acquainted with got the same message. I got a chance to visit with him in Atlanta, Georgia, and give Henry the message. And I gave every pastor that I saw, I gave them a free copy of my book because I thought the book would be helpful to them if they weren't, you know, that well-versed in biblical prophecies about the end times and the return of Christ. So I had, in November of 2005, I had finished 144 of the 145.
Richard will be back. Hold that thought right there. We'll continue. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Richard H. Perry, of the Penguin Publishing book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. You can find Richard's website at www.lastdaysmystery.info. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Richard Perry of Athens, Georgia, who has written The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. That's a Penguin Publishing effort. And his website is www.lastdaysmystery.info. That's www.lastdaysmystery.info. Richard, take it away in terms of where we were before the break.
Okay, we were talking about, I had finished this book that the Lord had told me to write, and I was taking the message that he had given me to the pastors, and I had taken the message to 145 pastors by November of 2003. As I was approaching the end of the list, I felt impressed. I didn't get this in a prayer or anything, but I really felt impressed that the Lord was saying, finish this, and what I've given you, and I have something else for you to do. I was even discussing this with some friends at various times at lunch. I said, I'm not sure if this is because I'm just ready to be done with this assignment or what, but I felt clearly that the Lord was saying, finish this. I've got something else for you to do. That month, November of 2005, out of the blue, I get contacted by a literary agent who's on a search for Penguin Group Publishing for their Complete Idiot's Guide series books. And apparently their marketing people determined that they needed to have a book on the last days because people were interested. And so they went looking for somebody to write this book. And of all the people that they could have gotten, they came to me. I think it had something to do with my website. That's the only really explanation because I'm, you know, not what people would normally consider a theologian. You know, I'm not, even though I've studied for 27 years and studied very deeply on the topic and probably have, based on all my research and the books that I've considered, probably a PhD on this, on eschatology, not somebody you'd normally expect to write this. But nevertheless, they came to me and they asked me, would I write The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days? And this was in November of 2005 when I felt like the Lord was saying, I've got something else for you to do. So I said, yeah, I guess I'll do that. And so they contracted me about that time to do this and gave me about 4 months to write it. And I started writing and finished it in late March of 2006. They wanted to make the pre-Christmas rush in, that year, and they I finished on my schedule, and they finished on their schedule, and The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days was released on November 7th of 2006. And I'm just, you know, just still quite amazed at this whole thing. But, you know, I feel like the Lord has, you know, as I've taught, as I've studied, as I've written the first book of The Last Days, Listen, I Tell You a Mystery, which you can also get on Amazon.com, by the way. You know, the Lord has shown me a lot of things about biblical prophecy and the things that he has said relating to how things will be at the end times. We've been in the last days since Christ came. In other words, almost 2,000 years ago. And so he's shown me a lot, and I've just, you know, been able to put the prophetic pieces together of the puzzle, which is probably the most difficult part of this whole exercise, and then be able to present it in a way that it seems like people can understand it. That's what has gotten us to this point. And I continue to study, and I continue to keep watch of the things that are going on in the world and try to alert people to what the Bible is saying and encourage people to, you know, read the Bible for themselves, because God is pretty clear that, you know, he has inspired the scriptures for us to be able to read them and understand them ourselves. It's not that we've got to go to a scholar or an author or anybody else, really, to tell us what he's saying. He's spoken in a way that we can read and understand. As a matter of fact, he states that in 2 Corinthians 1st chapter, verse 13, if you want to check it out. Clearly, he's been providing providing me a message, and he keeps telling me, he said, you've got to let people know what I'm saying, and you've got to let people know what's happening. And not that a lot of things have started to happen yet, but you can certainly, the more familiar you are with scripture, the more you can see things starting to take shape.
What are the particular trends or signs that you see in the biblical literature that would seem to correspond with your reading of current events in history?
Okay, well, you look at the prophecies that were, you know, that Christ when he came the first time, what we call the first advent or the first coming, you know, he spent a good deal of time talking about the coming kingdom, and so much so that his disciples, you know, would ask him about it. And matter of fact, just before, you know, he went to the cross, just days before he went to the cross, his disciples came to him and they said, "Tell us, Lord, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age," realizing that his coming would be at the end of the age. And he responded to them, and people can find that in Matthew 24, Luke.
The so-called Olivet Discourse, I guess.
Exactly. Yes. And it's recorded in the three Gospels, and probably the best version for comprehensiveness is Matthew. It's my favorite, but they all fit together, and one supports the other, and you can kind of get the whole picture. But they asked for a sign of his coming in the end of the age. Now, Christ gave them many signs, and he gave them several things. One of the things that he said is he said there will be wars and rumors of wars. Most people remember that, but he told them that wasn't the sign. He said these things must happen, but the end is not yet. In other words, he was indicating, it seems to me, that you're going to hear wars and rumors of wars, and people are going to come in my name and proclaim lots of different things. But he said that in itself is not an indication that the end is near. The end is yet to come. But then he said, "You will hear. Then there will be nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places." Now, I probably need to clarify one thing. When he says nation against nation, that's in most of our English translations. That comes from the word in the Greek, ethnos, which is where we get our ethnic. In other words, he's saying ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group. You might call that civil wars or things of that nature. Or nation or kingdom against kingdom, which would be more like what we would think of as a national structure. And then earthquakes and famines in various places. Now, just to reflect on that, this for a minute is, you know, the first thing that everybody always says now, 2,000 years after Christ said that, or almost 2,000 years, is that, well, those things have been always happening. Truly, they have. But so what is he saying? He said, when you see all these things, when you see all four of these things, civil wars, national wars, earthquakes, and famines in various places, all occurring at the same time, simultaneously, together, maybe over a period of time, he said those four things would be the beginning of birth pains. Now, birth pains, for those that read their Bibles, study even prophecy a little bit, are aware that the birth is about the birthing of the kingdom of God, which means the king would be back and the kingdom would be set up. In other words, when that happens, then the kingdom, the birth, would be complete. So when we see the beginning of birth pains, like we do in nature, when the birth pains start, birth is coming. In most cases, we know about how long, but unfortunately, this has never happened in the time of creation before. So we don't know from the beginning of birth pains until the birthing of the kingdom exactly how long this is going to be. Although Christ did give us a clue, and I'll tell you that in a minute, but the beginning of birth pains indicates to me that we are, if indeed we're seeing the beginning of birth pains, that we could be within a period of time just leading up to the birth of the kingdom. There is another sign that has relatively recently occurred I think probably people are familiar with at various levels, and that is the nation of Israel. In one of the Old Testament prophets, Micah, he received a prophecy, and it was pretty clear. He said, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor, there you are, that labor and birthing, when she who is in labor gives birth and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. Now, Israel had been abandoned for almost 1,800 years from the time of the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD until May 14th, 1948, when David Ben-Gurion declared Israel's independence. And they became, Israel became a nation again. And therefore, they were no longer abandoned. There's other prophecies that kind of go along with this. But I would say, to me, that's a clear prophecy, that since Israel is now back in her land, no longer abandoned, that we're in a time frame of when the birth of the kingdom could come. Again, from that, no idea if that's 100 years or what it might be. But back to these beginning of birth pains. There'll be the beginning of birth pains, and obviously there are other birth pains leading right up to the birth. And Christ continued his discourse, the Olivet Discourse, as you pointed out, telling us lots of different things. He said after that, people would be handed over, persecuted, put to death. Individuals in the same family would hate each other and turn each other in. And he seemed to be describing what the Bible refers to, or what Jesus named as the Great Tribulation. In the Greek, it's the Megathlipsis, which is referred to a couple of times in Scripture, but by name, and many times in Scripture by circumstances. But this Great Tribulation is something that would be the last part of the birth pains that lead to the birth of the kingdom. And that is probably, well, in terms of time frame, the Great Tribulation lasts 3.5 years. And the Bible describes that as 42 months, as a time, times, and half a times, which is a year, 2 years, and a half a year. It describes it as 1,260 days, which is exactly 3.5 years, based on biblical prophecy of a 360-day year. Daniel referred to it as, 3.5 years by saying that there would be a 7-year period, and in the middle of the seven, there would be this abomination that causes desolation, which we could talk about at some point today, and then there will be this time of this last 3.5 years until the end. So there are some things that, one, Israel is, I think, definite. I would say, to me, I feel like the beginning of birth pains have started. I mean, I've done a lot of looking carefully at civil wars, national wars, earthquakes, and famine situations around the world. And while these have gone on over the history of the earth and civilization, I can't find that they've ever been going on all at the same time, continuously and simultaneously, the way we've seen them in, say, the last 8 or 10 years. I don't believe that we've seen the end of the earthquakes. As a matter of fact, you see earthquakes every day. It's just that our sensitivity to earthquakes has changed. We used to hear reports whenever you'd have a 6.6 earthquake, which was pretty big. I've been in a 7.2. But these days, unless you get into the high sevens, eights, nines on the Richter scale, or there's thousands of people killed, you don't hear about them. But you do hear about them. One of the things that is going on today that we don't hear about in our news, most news, is the situation of famines. Most of the time, I think it's because our public really doesn't have a stomach for it. But just in Africa, as an example, in the last few years, over 1 million people have died in Africa because of famine and famine-related circumstances, and we don't hardly ever report it. I mean, you can find it if you go look, but you're certainly not going to be confronted with it on your late-night TV. But these things are going on today. Matter of fact, the situation in Africa is worsening, and most of your aid agencies are saying if there isn't some significant amount of aid or resolution pumped into Africa, the crisis is going to become horrendous in the next, you know, year or so. I don't know about that timing, but it seems to me that the beginning of birth pains are we're currently experiencing them. Then there was this, as Jesus told us about the beginning of birth pains and these other things going through the false Christ and false prophets, which we know in biblical prophecy to be at least a reference to the one false Christ, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, you know, the one of the major characters who will come into being in the last days, or not the last days, but the last, the end times, the last few years, and the final years of this age, they would come into being. And as he related all of these things, taking us right up to the point where he would return.
Richard, hold your thought. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Richard Perry after the break. Stay tuned.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Solay wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Solay Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Richard Perry of Athens, Georgia, who has two items of interest. One is www.lastdaysmystery.info, and also the Penguin Group publishing book entitled The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Just wanted to alert Richard, as well as the listeners, to the fact that in the next 10 minutes or so, we'll have a frequent series of commercial breaks, and then there will be, once again, a longer period of time for more extended conversation. I take this opportunity to invite all of you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network, which you can do at republicbroadcasting.org or through the toll-free number at 1-800-724-2719. Again, you can support the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. That's obtainable directly through the Republic Broadcasting Network for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by utilizing those same contact points, www.republicbroadcasting.org, or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. Call-in number today for those who want to chat with Richard Perry is 1-800-313-9443. That call-in number again is 1-800-313-9443. Richard, before the break, we were talking about a series of things, and including your belief that at one level, Israel is, in your view, plays some sort of role in indicating that we are moving into a different place in the spectrum in regard to the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, and yet you're not a dispensationalist who sees a separate salvific track for Israel apart from that for the church. How does that play out exactly?
Well, exactly is a long story, but
yes,
clearly the New Testament, the New Covenant picture that Christ revealed to us is one of spiritual Israel. In other words, Jews and Gentiles alike that put their faith in the one true God are part of one body in Christ. So they have one, a spiritual eternal destiny. There isn't the Jewish body of Christ, and then there isn't the Gentile body of Christ, and somehow that we're separated in the faith just doesn't exist in Scripture. There is, you mentioned about Israel playing a role in prophecy. Clearly, the nation of Israel, the land of Israel, I'd call it national Israel, is all over prophecy. In other words, there will be no end of the age until Israel is back in her land, which she is. There are numerous other things in prophecy that have to be fulfilled before we'll see the end of the age. There are a lot of signs and precursors to what Christ called as the coming of the kingdom. And we have been discussing those in the Olivet Discourse.
Richard, this is one of those frequent breaks I was warning you about. Bear with us, and we'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Richard Perry. Stay tuned.